Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Avi, if I could share, well, I'm still, I know the chevra, we're holding right now, right in the middle of the Makos, in the middle of the era, boy. But we're studying Shmais, the Sefer Shmais. I like to study, we're putting a tremendous emphasis on Chumash Rashi these days. Before Yehuda does a song, I want Yehuda to study a Chumash Rashi. It's an Indian that's like high, but I have to learn. Manas, I have to learn. And I want to share something, what's hitting me. But I'm also aware that there's much bigger in Yanim. But as we learn, all we could do is process, try to understand. I also want to know what I don't, you know. So let's learn, Donnie, like this. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Moshe Elokim, the conversation, I've been studying this conversation. This is the sugya I'm holding in. I was studying the conversation Moshe and Hashem has me fascinated. God says to Moshe to take the yidden out of Mitzrayim. They go back and forth. They spar. And Moshe says, like, I don't want to do it. Back and forth. Pella, Dvar Pella, Moshe Rabbeinu's art, God said to take Yidden out. He says, who am I? Tremendous humility, tremendous midas. He doesn't want to take over for Aaron HaKohen. Fascinating back and forth. But in this back and forth of Hashem, of God and Moshe, Moshe says to Hashem, Hini anoichu bal b'nei Yisroel. Let's say I listen to your mission. I come to the Jewish people. V'amarti lem, and I say to them, Elokei avoseichem, the God of your father, Shlachani aleichem, sent me. V'amru li, and they're going to say to me, Mashmai, what's his name? Ma amra aleichem, what should I tell them? They're going to ask me, what's his name? Very interesting. I'm going to come to them and say, the God of Avram, Elokei avoseichem, sent me. And they're going to ask me, what's his name? What should I respond? Now, the Ramban speaks about Dvarim Niskavim, very, very high things. That what's his name? Till now, Hashem was Kel Shakai. Hashem, whenever we say Hashem's name, there's one Hashem, Hashem Echad. Hashem shows aspects of God. We see Hashem, and what he reveals to us, till now, Hashem showed Kel Shakai, is a certain type of anhaga, a certain type of way of relating to humankind. And the Ramban says that Moshe was asking, somehow, is there going to be some different type of gilui? That's what Moshe was asking. So when he said, Mashemai, whenever we speak about the name of Hashem, means how Hashem reveals himself to us. Whenever we speak about the name of Hashem, it means what's going to be shown to us. That's the shame, is how we can relate to it. Hashem's name is how the human being relates to Hashem. That's whatever it means. Baruch Shem Kivayd Malchusai, the shame is how we relate to Hashem. And when Klal Yisrael says Mashemai, the Ramban explains it means in what way is he going to reveal himself? Is it going to be like Kel Shakai, which was until now? Or is there going to be a new type of revelation? That's how the Ramban. These are higher concepts than I know what it means. The Kel Shakai revelation is a certain anhaga of Hashem. Klal Yisrael is going to ask, is the anhaga staying the same? Or there's going to be a new anhaga? That's not what I want to learn with the Chevra now, though it's worthy of studying. So Klal Yisrael, I'm going to come to Hashem. I'm going to come to Klal Yisrael. I'm going to say the God of your father sent me. They're going to ask, Ma Shemai, what's your name? Ma Amar Aleichem, what should I tell them? What on hug are you going to reveal to Klal Yisrael? Vayomer Elokim El Moshe. So Hashem says, I'll tell you what name to say. Ehye Asher Ehye. I am who I am. Eya Asher Eya is the name. Says Rashi, what does that mean? And this is what Hashem says to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael to describe Hashem. If you want to know who Hashem is, they're going to ask Mashemai. You're coming on behalf of Hashem, so please tell us what is Hashem. Tell them Eya Asher Eya. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Eya imam b'tzara zois. Eya means I will be with you in this tzara. I'm very, very with you. Eya, I am. What does I am mean? Wherever you are, there I am. That's what Hashem says. Eya. When you want to know his name, his essence, if you want to know Hashem's essence to Klal Yisrael, I'm with you. Eya imam b'tzara zois. A name is what you experience. What we experience of God is he's with us where we are. He's with us. He feels us, and he's with us in the matzav that we're in. Eya. That's who Hashem is. Mashmai. What's Hashem's name? What his name means, you can experience this. It's not just saying a fact. People say God loves us. It could be frustrating. Hashem loves you. It could be frustrating to hear because I don't care if somebody loves me. I care if I can experience they love me. It's very annoying when somebody tells you I love you, shut up. I don't feel you love me. It doesn't matter to me you say you love me. It matters if I can experience that you love me. I don't care that you say, a very annoying person, I love you. Be quiet. I love you has to mean that I can experience your love. And when we say that, the key point is, we speak about Hashem's love of us, means that we're capable of experiencing that love. That's what it means. That a human being is capable of living and feeling and experiencing it. That's what it means, Dobie. So when we say here, Eya Mashemai, what's his name? Klai is going to say, tell us how we could relate to Hashem. They are not asking about the essence of Hashem. His name means what we can call him, what we can relate. You could say somebody's name. Saying somebody's name is your connection to the thing. I remember I was going on a shidduch with my wife, and I said to the shadchan that she doesn't understand people. The shadchan said, how do you figure? I said, she won't say my name. The shadchan started laughing. The shadchan said she understands people much more than you think. She knows that saying a name is a deep connection. So she won't say your name. She's not ready for that type of connection. When she's ready, she'll say your name. A name is a deep connection. That's you relating. When you say somebody's name, you're deeply connecting to the person. Mordechai is a connection. You say somebody's name is a profound connection to somebody. You said them. You connected is a deep, deep. When Klal Yisrael said, Mashemai, what's Hashem's name? It means in what way can we connect to Hashem? In what way can we experience of Hashem? And Hashem responded, Eya imam b'tzara zois. I'm with you in the pain that you're in right now. I'm mamish with you. That's what you can experience of Hashem. Eya! What's Asher Eya? Says Rashi, imam anoichi b'shibat shar malchus. In your next sufferings, I'm also going to be with you. I'm with you now in your pains and your difficulty. You can experience Hashem with us in our difficulty. And it means the human being will have the capacity to see Hashem. Rev Marx was a big tzaddik, a ger chassid in Eretz Yisrael, whose adopted grandson, learned in this yeshiva. He was a veld tzaddik. And Rev Marx wrote a book about his closeness to Hashem. I mean, he was a Holocaust survivor. And he said, people ask him, how do you stay such strong emunah, going through such difficulty? He said, any survivor saw Hashem more than any person in the world. Hashem's called, imay anoichi b'tzara zois, amidst the person's challenges, they have the opportunity to deeply feel Hashem. That's Hashem's name. Mashemai. Now, by the way, I'm so interested that that's called his name. He's with us in a tzara. Do we experience him in good times? But I think Klal Yisrael was asking, what's his name? They're amidst the Tzara right now. They're in difficulty. And Moshe Rabbeinu, amidst difficulty, says, I have a messenger from God. They said, God, Mashamay, what's our entrance point to Hashem right now? Talking in the middle of Galus. What's the Mashamay? How do we call him? And Hashem's name amidst the Galus is Eya Imam Bitsara Zais. I'm with them in this pain. You can experience me amidst your difficulty. Amidst your difficulty, it's shayich to feel Ashkachas Hashem. And Reb Marx Mamish wrote about it. He wasn't coming off this Rashi. He wrote how he didn't like, he doesn't know of Hashem. He met God amidst difficulty. He has many stories. I have the book in my house that he wrote. It's like a pamphlet. It's Reis Sternschlitte gave it to me. And the understanding, Eya Imam Bitsara Zais, is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden. You can experience him amidst your tzara. What's Asher Eya? Says Rashi, I'll be with them in future tzaras as well. Asher Eya, I will remain with them. Eya, I'm here now. You can experience me in this situation. Asher Eya, and I will remain present in your future challenges. Amar Lufan of Rabbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu almost seems to give Musar to Hashem. Now, Rashi's addressing Akasha. Whenever Rashi quotes a Medrash, Rashi didn't find a nice Medrash and say, hey, let me share a Medrash with you, Avi. Whenever you see Rashi quote a Medrash, Avi, ask yourself, what's Rashi addressing? Hudi, Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Klal Yisrael says, Mashemoy, what's the name of God? We want to connect him. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, that Hashem sent me. Mashemoy, what's his name? How do we relate? In what way can we relate? And he says, Eya, I'm with you in Yitzara. Bitzara Zais, you can find me. Amidst your challenges, you can experience me. Asher Eya, and I will remain present in future tzaras. Now Rashi is bothered by Akasha Yehuda. Listen to the Kasha. Klal Yisrael says, Mashemoy, what's Hashem's name? Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, ask. Klal Yisrael is going to ask me, what's Hashem's name? What should I tell them? So God says, tell them, Eya, you can feel me, you can experience me amidst your tzara. Within your tzara, you could find Hashem and feel Hashem uniquely in your tzara. Asher Eya, and I will remain in future tzarais, you'll experience me also. Vayomer, and then God says to Moshe, Koy Seymar Levnei Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe, my name is Eya Asher Eya. And Hashem says to Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael, Eya Shlochani Aleichem. What happened to Eya Asher Eya? Hashem, Moshe says, what should I tell Klal Yisrael your name is? God says to Moshe, my name is Eya Asher Eya. And God says, tell Klal Yisrael that Eya sent you. My name is Eya. Eya Shlachani Aleichem. God dropped half his name, Asher. What happened to the second half of his name that God seemed to have dropped? That's the Kasha Rashi's bothered by. To Moshe, he says, my name is Eya Asher Eya. And then he says, tell Klal Yisrael, you know who I am? Eya Shlachani Aleichem. He dropped half the name, Asher. That's the Kasha Rashi's bothered by. Says Rashi, the following conversation happened. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm with them in this tzara. You can experience me in your difficulties. Asher Eya, in future difficulties, after you save from this one, I'll be with you in future. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Mani maskalem tzara acheres. I don't want to tell them about future pains. I don't want to tell them, die tzara beside them, tzara zu. It's sufficient, this tzara. They're in the middle of a tzara. They're in the middle of a pain. And I'm going to tell them you could experience God. And by the way, in future pains as well, whoa. They're handling this tzara. They don't want to hear about future tzaras, Yehuda. Die on tzara zu, enough in this pain. Amar la yafa amarta. God says, good point. Maish Rabbeinu, yafa amarta. I like what you're saying. Kaysaymar levnei Yisrael. That's not what you should tell them. I'm telling you, you can experience me in this pain, and I'll be with them in future pains. What you should tell Klal Yisrael is you can experience me in this pain. Don't tell them about future pains. So that's the conversation back and forth with Hashem and Moshe. The reality is that they have difficulty now, and I'm with them in this difficulty. And the reality is when they get to other difficulties, the other Sheba and Malchus, there are other challenges yet. I'll be with them there too. The same way I'm with you in this struggle and this difficulty, I'll be with you in future struggles. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Dayan b'tzara zu. They're in a deep tzara. It's enough in this tzara. Hashem says, of course, Yafa Marta, he's saying good. To Klal Yisrael, only tell them that in this tzara I'm with them. Don't mention future tzaras. Wow. They're not there right now. Mm. They're not there, they're in this tzara. They're involved in this struggle and this battle. Tell them only in this battle. Don't speak about future tzaras.
Why did Hashem say originally?
Moshe Rabbeinu asked, what should I say to them? And Hashem said, say to them, Eya Asher Eya. And Moshe said, oh, Dayan B'tzara Zu. They're in this tzara. I don't want to mention other tzaras. Hashem said, yeah, to them, just tell them I'm with them in this tzara. But the reality is that I'm with them in this tzara and we'll be in future tzaras with them. So I agree to Avi. So why tell Moshe, the Rebbe, why tell Moshe? And clearly Hashem doesn't ever change his mind. There's no mitzis. Hashem ever changing his mind means that was the plan. So clearly he wants the Rebbe, he wants our leader to hear, Dayan b'tzara zun, I'll be in the future tzaras. And the people amidst their tzara, just to hear, Hashem's with us, imay noichi b'tzara, in this tzara you can find me. Within the tzara you can find me. Now I want to say something. When I think about that within the tzara you could find Hashem, so the simple, I think about that line itself. I'm fascinated that what Avi said, that to the leader it's important to know there'll be future tzaris and I'll be with them too. And that's interesting to me. And I want to speak about this point that we could find Hashem, that Hashem's saying, I'm with them b'tzara zeis. In this tzara I'm there. And to me that means, and the person's capable of experiencing Hashem in the tzara. It has to be. You could experience Hashem, because they're asking Mashemai, how do we relate to him? Means we can experience. His name is what we say and how we relate. So it means the human being is capable of experiencing Hashem. What I want to say is, certainly amidst tzaras, there's always signs, tremendous hashkacha, specific hashkacha. The Yosef HaTzadik smelling the good smelling spices. And Reb Marx wrote a book about hashkacha Hashem amidst difficulty. And certainly one can and should look out amidst challenges. They'll see a hug and a kiss. All of us, I believe, in our life within the tzara. I sat on the plane next to somebody. I sat on the plane back from Eretz Yisrael next to a Ben Torah. The Hashkachas Hashem, he told me he wanted to speak to me in Eretz Yisrael. He was hoping to say, and we sat next to each other on the plane. It was like Hashkacha Nifla, like otherworldly Hashkacha. And we ended up speaking for a long time in the plane back. I got a lot of Esiris. He's an old friend from Camp Heller, a Talmud of Raibaitler Shlita. Somebody who's married a beautiful family. He's a fiery Ben Torah. A very, very big yid. He's very close to Avigdor Nevensile. Very, very close to Avigdor Nevensile. He heard on the shiurim that I had a funny story with Reb Nevensile. Reb Nevensile is one of the great Paiskim, a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, who yid for years wore tefillin all day. And he's a tzaddik. He's a lover of Yid and Shlomo, one of the real tzaddiki hadar Shlomo, Reb Avigdor Nevensile. And I ate by his house for a suda on Shabbos, and he took the bread and he put it in front of me like this. that everybody washed, that the bread is sitting down. The halach and Shulchan Aruch is the balabayas is supposed to make hamaitzi and give out pieces. He puts the bread and he goes like this in front of me. Now, I didn't know what to do. He's holding the bread. Everybody's quiet. So I took the salt and started like, I thought he wanted me to give salt. I started like pointing. Ah! People are, not him. He's smiling. And I'm like pouring this. I'm looking. I'm a young kid. It's tense. Like, you know, he's one of the G'dayli. You're eating a suda by Gadol. He's whole. I didn't know what to do. I picked up the challahs, looked around. I made a mitzvah for everybody. Till today, I thought, like, they have a funny story of the dumb American kid who made a mitzvah. And it's against the halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, it says the Baal HaBayis makes a mitzvah. In not knowing what to do, I don't know if he wanted to give me to give a blessing to the breads. Maybe he was just holding it and having his own kava, and I was punk next to him. For years, I didn't know pshat in the story. I just know that I made hamaitzi in his house against the halacha, because the bread was sitting there in front of me. I sat next to this friend of mine who's like this, Rabbi Nevinson, and he said he had the same story. Rabbi Nevinson held it and clearly wanted it, and he made hamaitzi, and he looked into. You could say just ask the man, that was my, today I probably would, as an unhealthy youngster, afraid of big people, I was afraid to ask. Now, Lemaisa, if you know Reb Nevinsael, he's a tzaddik who has an ayin tov, he admires Yidden. And the Mishabura says to an Adam Chashev, you're allowed to let them make hamaitzi. And it's clear by me that he looks at every Yid, he's like, make hamaitzi, that's him. And this friend of mine told me that that's Pshat and Reb Nevinson. This friend said a Yid comes to him, he's like, make hamaitzi. And he said he had the same story, and other people have had the same story.
Can I offer
that you go there? Amazing. But on the plane, Rebezi, he tells me he had the same story. This friend of mine, he said he heard on the shir that I was perplexed. He had the same story. He said, Reb Nevinsael looks at Yidden, and he holds you. So he's like, and that's what Reb Nevinsael is. Lemaisa, Lemaisa, Lemaisa. I sat next to this friend on the plane, and he was telling me about his life. He was telling me about his life. And he, years ago, he had a two-year-old child. There's a beautiful family. And his two-year-old child was nifter suddenly, passed away. And he was describing the Yisurim him and his wife went through. Reb Nevinsael came to be Menachem Avil. He described Reb Nevinsael's grief and how much of a chizuk that was. Reb Nevinsael was this kid's sandik. A sandik has a tremendous connection to the child. In Svarim, it says the sandik puts the koichas in the kids for life. Great tzaddikim used to see people and they knew if they were their sandik. Like they saw a person, a sandik puts a lot in a kid. One day you appoint a sandik. It's a minig Yisrael that your father, the Aviyah Ben's Tata, typically is the first sandik. Somebody went to a gadol and said, I want to give a gadol, and he didn't want to give his father. He said, Kibud Aveim puts more in the child than even a gadol could put in the child. But a sandik matters a lot. It was very important to me over the years who was the sandik for my kids. It mattered to me a lot. It mattered a lot who was my kid's sandik. The sandik is the one who holds the baby during the bris milah. That mattered to me a ton. I wanted my father, I wanted my wife's father, and I wanted Yidden, who I like appreciated, to be the sandik for my children. People are very careful in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was sandik many brisos a day. He always said yes. He valued being a sandik. He always said yes. The gadol who learnt and learnt and learnt, it wasn't mafsik, would travel around Eretz Yisrael being a sandik. He said yes, a big thing to be a sandik. The stipler had the sandik of the Chazanish, Rabbi Yashiv, the gedolim. You asked them to be sandik, they were sandik. It's a big deal who the sandik is. Very, very big deal. Who holds the baby, b'shas the bris, has a big impact on the child. Reb Nevinsael, with this child's sandik, he said he was like in tremendous sar. He felt a deep connection to his child. He was in tremendous, tremendous pain for him. The bottom line is he was talking to me about the loss of his youngster. And he was describing that he was a real person, a tremendous ser. He was mourning. We hadn't seen each other in years. And he was in anguish describing Yisurim. But amidst the Yisurim, he described how him and his wife felt Hashem in their life. And he described details of the Ashkachas Hashem that they experienced. In everything that happened, he described me many, many details of Yad Hashem, that they saw Hashem's hand, mamish, holding them, hugging them, kissing them. They experienced Hashem. And what Hashem describes his name is that mitaych tzara, you can experience me. Now, certainly seeing Nisim mitaych tzara is certainly meant by that. I suspect even the tzara itself, a person could sense Hashem's working with them. That's, I see in Klal Yisrael, I'm witnessing our people today, and I'm seeing what's going on, and this Rashi means a lot to me. Because we're seeing such closeness to Hashem, so I suspect, Rabbi say, one could say, Hashem punished, so people saying, what's the tshuva Hashem wants from us? I don't know if that's the whole sugya. I don't think that's what we're experiencing in Klal Yisrael. I actually think that mitaych tzara, and we don't want tzaros, but mitaych tzara, that's part of how tzaros work. Hashem mitaych tzara, there's anhaga of Hashem. Eyeimach, ima anoichi b'tzara. Amidst the tzara, Hashem says, imam b'tzara zois, you can experience me. That was the message to Klal Yisrael. What's Hashem's name? Tell us about him. Amidst your tzara, lean in. You could feel Hashem. You could experience. I mamish sat on a plane back from Eretz Yisrael. The hashkacha of when things happen. What was the Parsha Shemais, of course? Parsha Shemais. I'm sitting next to a yid who went to a tzara and wanted to share and was grieving, was actively grieving and expressing grief. And described to me in the most real, unfrum of ways. I'm not talking about somebody who was sharing one friend to another and wanted to share and was sharing grief and showed me pictures of his child who was nifter. Sharing, it was difficult to see a friend's pain, to experience it. And also shared in honesty how him and his wife saw Hashem's hands. Experience the love of Hashem. And this Hanhaga is Hashem's name. Mashemi to Klal Yisrael, who's amidst the Tzara, is you can experience me in Tzaras. There's Hanhaga of Hashem that amidst Tzaras, you can lean in and feel Hashem in a certain way. I don't know if you always experience Hashem. That's what Hashem says my name is. My name is that I'm with them, B'Tzara Zeis. I'm here. I don't think it means I'm here and you won't feel me. That's not my name then. That's who is Hashem, not who is his name. His name is how you could relate what you could experience. So Hashem's not saying a fact, by the way, I'm with you. That's like I love you, but you don't know it. Ishkayach. It's not what Hashem's saying. He's saying, this is my name. This is how you could relate to me. You can feel me. If you lean in, if you listen in, if you're present, I'll mamish show myself. Imam b'tzara zu, you can feel me in the tzara. You'll see ashkacha, you'll experience something b'tzara zu. My friend was describing it to me, him and his wife, su Hashem, amidst difficulty. This is a midah, this is an hug of Hashem that he wants Moshe to tell the Yidden. He wants them to know in future tzaras will be that way as well. To which Moshe Rabbeinu says, whoa, dayam b'tzara zu. Hashem, they are deeply in this tzara. They don't want to hear about future tzaras as well. I don't want to tell them about future pains. Dayam b'tzara zu. It's sufficient this tzara. They're right now in a lot of pain. I don't want them. I want them to, in this tzara, I don't want to speak about other pains. I don't want to add other pains to their mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu just tells them that in this tzara you could experience Hashem. But our leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, knows that in future pains it's going to be that way as well. That the same way you could experience me now in this pain, in future pains you could experience me as well. I'm interested that Hashem tells this to Moshe and doesn't want them to hear it. There's something there. I don't have that down yet. I am contemplating that. but that Hashem's essence is that amidst the difficulty you could experience Him. I don't, all of us, don't wish, I'll call tzara shaloi tavli. We don't ask for tzaras. But I want to say that we're witnessing, I felt that we're reading this in these parashiyah satira, when Klal Yisrael's in the middle of a tzara, and we're seeing people of God conscious, an awareness of Hashem, we're seeing a people come closer to Hashem is an expression of Imam B'tzara Zayis. I'm with you. You could experience, you could see Ashkachas Hashem amidst difficulty in a certain, that it will be there in a certain way. Hashem will look to send messages amidst the tzara that will be there. That's a promise. And I think that's something to look out for. Within a person's difficulty, to see the Yad Hashem, that Hashem will always put amidst the difficulty, to see Ashkacha within the difficulty. That's what Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Yidden. Manny, amazing. No, an amazing Rashi, an amazing message to Klai. So I don't think, because of what happened to me on the plane, I always see on the way there to Israel, on the way back, I see tremendous Ashkacha. A stewardess came over, Rai Brownstein and I were whispering quietly, mamish. We weren't keeping anybody awake, it's late. We're whispering to each other. And other people would talk, the stewardess said, excuse me, and gave us a good yelling. I like that. I weighed on the plane. There's always one like good bizyonis yearly. That's a chesed Hashem, you're in Eretz Yisrael. I steal the covet that belongs to the chevra. The chevra is celebrating each other, and I'm the loud guy in front. And so you're on the plane, everybody's woo, and I'm like the medaber to everybody's cupboard that belongs. So on the plane, I always find I'm put in my place, though. I love it. I wait yearly. The Brown said, I will whisper, somebody, excuse me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We didn't say another word. It was good. See good. See good. See good. I see a lot of Ashkacha. Eretz Yisrael has tremendous Ashkacha. On the way, after we absorb Eretz Yisrael, and I sat next to a friend amidst the tzara of Klal Yisrael, who described his own tzara and described amidst his tzara experiencing Hashem. My wife and I described something that we went through in our lives, and maybe in a certain way, feeling a closeness to Hashem amidst the difficulty that maybe was like from the strongest in our lives. And this hanhaga is hanhaga of Hashem. It's difficult. We don't daven for difficult things. We want Yeshuas v'nechamas. But amidst difficulty, to be aware that Hashem will send hugs and kisses. It's His name. It's His essence. It's what He does. To be on the lookout for it. It's not an excuse not to cry. Dangerous thing to teach. Because we cry and we groan. Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael. Fakir, you can cry more. Because we're in Hashem's hands. You could actually feel Hashem's experience. And that might move you to cry more. You're here and I feel you. So what are you doing this for? And you're allowed to cry and should cry. But you could also experience Hashem. So I say this watching our people and watching our people respond to craziness, to such difficulty, to such overwhelming difficulty, and watching our people stand up and be mechazik, it only could be explained by this anhag of Hashem, mitoich difficulty. Hashem shows him and reveals himself and is there in a certain manner in difficulty. What I'm so moved by this is in a message of there'll be a geulah, like later you'll see me. What's Moshe saying to you? And I know right now things are terrible, but you'll get out. It's not what he says. In his describing his name, he says you could experience me right now. And in a certain manner, my essence is b'soich t'tzara, I'm with you. Which means you can experience. That's my name. You can experience me now if you lean in. You'll see me right now. So that's the message to Klal Yisrael. Coming to Klal Yisrael is not a message. Later on, you'll see yet. Like, there's hope. That's not what he says. He says, hey, I'm here right now. B'tzayich tzara zu, imam b'tzara zayis. You can experience me amidst the tzara. Lean in a little bit. You'll find me. I'll show you to me. I'll show you me now. Not there'll be a gilui, not there'll be a geula later on. There'll be a geula later on. But b'tayach tzarazu, you'll experience me. I think that's an important message, to know a truth, to be aware of a truth in everybody's life. Say to the rabbim and say to the yachid, imam b'tzarazu, I'm with you and you can experience it. Yes, Abba.
Why should you cry now? If someone, why should you cry now?
Because we're human. We're human. A human being is tut vei mevein. It hurts, we cry. It hurts,
really
we cry.
It's ultimately good for us. I mean, obviously it's hard in the moment, but if someone thinks...
Hashem made us human and wants us. He wants humans. He wants humans. And a human, that's how you bring all your parts to good places.
I'm like, why Tzavei Hashem like save us, but I know that's the right thing.
This is the story of our lives, but this is how we bring our parts to Hashem. By taking the parts that don't, the parts of us that don't experience that. We're not all like the soul, all that, and we bring it all to Hashem. But this, Manny, you hear this Rashi? Is Rashi move you? To me, it moves me. On the plane, he was like teaching me the Rashi. So I come here today to share with you this incredible Rashi of Mashmai. If I could ask Yehuda, it's a little heavy, Yehuda. I'm sharing such a heavy Zach. Give us a Varma song. Save the day, Yehuda. Thank you. Let me say something.
I want to be right next to you. I think that's
back. Yeah, that Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu, like almost corrects. There's something there. I had a thought. I decided not to say it. Interesting back and forth, Hashem and Moshe. But the next Sarah tells Moshe, don't say it to them. Okay, you're right. And the Pshat in that hoot. That bad. But
more than just don't tell them about more than just don't tell them about sorry. So I don't care.
It's not with the whole thing. It's not with the whole thing. It's not the sugya. It's not their sugya.
You can feel it later. It's like telling, hey, I have a shari. It's also going to feel it later.
Not with the whole thing. What do you think about Rashi?
I was going to be with Rebbe for Shabbos, and Rebbe kept saying this Torah from Rebbe Shlomo Guri. Shlomo, this is your Pshat and Ma'ashiv, and right after Shabbos, I was like, in this night.
Wow.
Back to you, Hashem. Tagmud Oyi Alai, Alai, Alai Kol Tagmud Oyi Alai, Alai, Alai All of your kindness towards me I recognize all my life All of your kindness Sing with me. I'm Moshiv
Shlaimi Yipshat became a song. Amazing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yehuda, you have to spread that pshat in New York and upstate. Shlaimi's pshat. Ma'ashiv Lashem. How do I pay back Hashem? So till Shlaimi Guri came along, most people learn, Kol Tag Malahi Olai, how do I pay you back for all the kindnesses on me? It's part of the question. Says Shlaimi Guri, and Yehuda just sung his pshat. No, no, no. It's the answer. Ma Hashem Lashem, how do I pay back Hashem? Stop. And the answer is Kol Tag Malahi Olai, I accept. And I appreciate and notice the kindnesses. Hashem just wants us to absorb that He loves us, that He's into us. It's not just He loves us, we're capable of absorbing and feeling and experience He's into us. A Yid could walk around. I had a Rebbe, right, Mendel, he was my pre-1A Rebbe. He was a tzaddik who's in L.A. He taught girls for 50 years, and I was Zeichi, he taught boys, I think, for 2 years. I was Zeichi, one of the years he taught boys who were Velt tzaddik. And he used to walk around, ah, oh, I'm an only child of Hashem. Ah. He said, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, a B'char is an only child. He used to say, I'm Hashem's only child. He used to feel Hashem, he had a shine, this tzaddik, right, Mendel? So Shlaimi answered, Ma Shiv Lashem, how do you pay back? What does Hashem want? But to absorb His kindness, to appreciate. Kol Tag Malahi Olai. Gorgeous song, Yehuda, thank you. Wow. So, captured the pshat. Amazing. Let's do another song. What song do you want? Look up at your brother. What songs do your brother like?
Doves, what should we sing?
You're right.
Tfilalani, let's go Tfilalani.
That's
the Tfilalani. Shlomo, let's do Tfilalani. Maskim Shlomo. Shlomo Sikker.
You didn't hear me. That wasn't from.
Good to have you back home. How was your trip to the Holy Land? Amazing, no? You have to report back to us your findings. Kali ben Yeshua. I'm sure you saw good things.
Woo!
Take it away. Thank you. Johnny, this we could do. I like that Shalashudas we did Kuf Beis Vaita Ata Sakam. One more time.
Ata Sakam Lachem Tiyan Yes Lechanen Akiva Moyet Ata Sakam Tiyan Yes Lechanen Akiva Moyet Ata Sakam
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.